This is Stray FM. We are at the Yorkshire Business Market, joined now in our little studio in the nice corner of the pavilions by Sir Gary Verity. How are you feeling ahead of what is going to be a fantastic day?
Oh, brilliant. There's a real buzz here. I've only been here for 20 minutes or so, but already you can sense there's a fantastic atmosphere and a lot of people eager to do business, which is good.
Yeah, and Sarah, this is going to be a big, big day, isn't it? So I know you've got loads of questions you want to ask Gary.
I've got a couple of questions, Gary. I hope you don't mind me asking. Obviously, this is going out on our business hub. So lots of business leaders and people running, managing businesses as well. I just want to know, you've been welcome to Yorkshire, CEO for about, what, 6, 7 years now?
8 years now,
Eight
yeah.
8 years, as long as that. So when you started all those years ago, did you have in your mind your dream of the Tour de France? Was it even a seed?
No, not when we first started. But having been in the role 3 years or so, it was clear to me that we needed a big event to put Yorkshire firmly on the global map.
Yeah.
I was fortunate enough to be the chair of the Olympics for Yorkshire, and I could see that London 2012 was going to be a big success. And I could see it was going to lead to a boom in London and the South East, which has since transpired to be the case. And my worry was that we would be the forgotten wasteland in the North, knowing that Scotland would get more goodies with an upcoming referendum, which has happened. And I was desperate that we had some major, major, major event that would put us really up there globally. And the Tour de France was the answer to that particular conundrum.
It really did do that. It was a huge success. How on earth do you prepare a team, your team, for that?
Well, it was easy from my point of view because they are great people. They are highly motivated. We've really got a team of leaders. Every single person in the Welcome to Yorkshire team is a leader. So my job was really easy. And when you come up with something as inspiring as the Tour de France, you don't really have to get people that motivated to get on board and want it to be a huge success. So everyone raised their game and the rest is history.
That's interesting for me because obviously it's such a high. How on earth then do you keep momentum going after that? Because obviously you're doing loads of other stuff. A few years ago now, and you've got the Tour de Yorkshire, second year in. How do you keep that momentum going?
Well, you've got to keep setting yourself challenging goals. So we're not just about cycling. It's much broader than that, as you know. We've got a big garden going to Chelsea in 4 or 5 weeks' time, third week of May. 22 metres by 11 metres, the biggest ever garden that Yorkshire's had at Chelsea. So we're really focused on that and all of the other things that we do around tourism and promotion and profile raising for the county, both here and overseas. We have a big piece of work that we're doing with the government as well on the Great Exhibition of the North, which is coming in 2018, and we're keen to get the Tour de France back here again. So we've said, you know, as a team, for us it's about making Yorkshire the cycling capital of Europe, and that isn't just about having a one-off event, that's about having a series of things that happen so that people realise on all different levels, whether it's grassroots participation in cycling, whether it's people cycling to work, whether it's kids getting onto bikes, whether it's big professional bike races for either men or women, or one of the grand tours starting here, like the Tour de France. That's the sort of things that if we are going to become the European capital of cycling, we've got to do.
And for you personally, Gary, what motivates you to get out of bed of a morning?
Oh, listen, it's a very, very simple adage. Every day above ground is a good day.
That's like fabulous.
That. I
love
do like that,
that ethos. I've just got one more question, actually, Gary. You've got children. You still run a sheep farm, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
What's the most difficult managing, sheep, kids, or your team?
Well, on the basis the sheep probably aren't listening to this, I think we'll say the sheep.
Oh, they are. Everybody listens. Don't forget, we're covering the Dales.
Sheep. So, Gary, thank you very much for taking the time to come and speak to us and have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lovely chat.